This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. If you head out of Roseau toward Badger, about halfway there you'll go through the community of Fox. Today I'll read a little history of that community, which Jeanette Erickson wrote for publication in the Roseau County Heritage Book in 1992. Fox came into being in 1891. The village was platted by Nels White, who was also mayor of Fox. The Fox Post Office was established November 5, 1891, in Section 2324, Ross Township, with Telef S. Nomeland as the first postmaster. John Erickson built a store on the Eggstead Farm in Section 27 of Ross Township. The post office was in the store with Mrs. Erickson, postmistress. The railroad came in 1908 but did not stop. A hook would catch the mailbag as the train went by. The store was moved 1 mile east by Israel Lindbergh in 1909, where Fox began to grow. The post office was put in a building north of the old road. Businesses in Fox were Hanson and Barzen Elevator, managed by Mr. Nomeland, opened September 18, 1909. A lumber yard, damaged in a storm and used as salvage. Blacksmith shop, Ole Rood, converted it to a barn. Livery barn, operated by Andrew Solem. Erhard Schubert's store, built in 1909, north of the old road. Ole Rood purchased it. Railroad depot and stockyards built in 1912, and a cream station was at the depot. Stores were built and operated by Clarence Oy and Olaf Fjeld. One store became a restaurant and then a dance hall. John Erickson owned a barn and warehouse. The barn sits in the Halverson gravel pit that was at the time of the book publishing, and two boweries were built for dances. Fox was a center for social life and 4th of July celebrations. The ornate home of Nels White and a small house for the grain buyer Evan Oy were the known residences of Fox. Most families lived in the back areas of their businesses. The village flourished until the late 1920s. Many of the buildings burned. John Erickson's store was moved to Roseau, used by Farmers Union, and stood where Senex was in 1992. The post office closed in 1937. In the 1940s, Ernest Fugelberg built a body shop. Over the years, different people ran the business, the last being Roger Nelson at the time the Heritage Book was published. Roger's body shop burned on March 4, 1987. A log building was built and became a filling station and convenience store. Arlen White and others operated the place. The building was sold and moved to Roseau. Jeanette concluded that story by stating, "Much of the above information is from an interview made at the museum on November 7, 1990 by Arthur Eggstead when he was 87 years old." Jeanette also provided a description of Fox School. The earliest report available of an end-term report for District 46 listed 30 students in attendance for the fall term ending December 21, 1894. Two familiar names listed were Ole Holland and Galena Hagen Stareen. Ross Edkins was the teacher. A 1909 record shows 48 students enrolled. A school report, June 25, 1910, shows an enrollment of 54 students. G.C. Lee was the teacher. A June 30, 1910, Harold Russler account states, "The people of Fox and vicinity spent an enjoyable evening at the schoolhouse Friday, a program consisting of recitations, songs, and instrumental music was given. After the program, baskets were sold, which brought in $16.75 for the benefit of the school library." Another news account, September 23, 1911, tells, "J.P. Hassan and G.C. Lee have finished painting and repairing the schoolhouse in District 46, and by the looks of it, we have as neat and substantial a schoolhouse as there is in the county. the school closed in 1949 due to consolidation in Roseau County. The last teacher was Edith Rosencrantz Larson. The building of District 46 was also used for town elections. After the school closed, the town board continued to use this as a polling place. In the 1960s, the Ross Town Board obtained the deed for a lot nearer to the Fox site, moved and repaired the old building. As of 1992, it was still being used for elections and town meetings. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories, and we're grateful to Jeanette Erickson, a great historian, for her part in documenting these stories for future generations.